Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
And today we're looking into something called Mood as a Service.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this, Moz. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it seems like an area that is getting more popular.
Yeah.
And it kind of combines this very, like, high-tech approach with this very ancient idea of scent.
Yeah.
So I think it's really fascinating, and I think it has a lot of potential.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's kind of start with like the basics.
Okay.
What is Mood as a Service?
So Mood as a Service, or MaaS, is basically using technology to create personalized well-being experiences.
Okay.
And a big part of that is using scent.
Okay.
So it's like, imagine a world where your surroundings could adapt to your mood.
Okay.
Maybe dim the lights if you're stressed. Play uplifting music if you need a boost.
Like a smart home, but for your mood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then add the element of scent to that.
Okay.
That's where things get really interesting.
So it's like a full sensory experience.
It's about creating a holistic sensory experience tailored to your emotional needs in the moment.
That's really interesting. So what are the like core technologies that make this possible?
Well, there's scent technology, artificial intelligence, or AI, and the Internet of Things, or IoT.
Okay, so break those down a little bit.
Sure. So scent technology has come a long way. It's not just about basic diffusers anymore. There are devices that can release precise blends of aromas customized to your preferences.
So it's not just about masking bad smells. It's about actually creating specific scents.
Exactly. And that's where AI comes in.
Okay.
AI algorithms analyze data, learn your patterns and preferences, and can even predict your mood.
So like if I tend to get stressed on Mondays, it'll know to release a calming scent.
That's the idea.
And where does the data come from for the AI to learn?
That's where IoT comes in. Think about all the devices you have that collect data.
Like my phone, my smartwatch, my fitness tracker.
Exactly. All of those provide valuable information about your heart rate, sleep patterns, activity levels, and more.
So it's using data from my everyday life to understand my mood.
Precisely. And all of those devices are connected through the Internet of Things.
So my smartwatch is talking to the scent diffuser, which is talking to my smart lighting system.
Right. It's about creating a seamless, integrated experience where your environment adapts to you.
And the whole point of this is to make us feel better, right?
Yes. The goal is to enhance our well-being.
But how does MaaS actually address the challenges we face today, like stress and anxiety?
Well, we live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention. We're always connected, always on the go.
Yeah, it's hard to escape the noise sometimes.
Exactly. And that takes a toll on our mental and emotional health.
I know. I definitely feel it sometimes.
MaaS aims to counteract those negative effects by creating personalized environments that promote relaxation focus or whatever state of mind you need to thrive.
So it's like having a personal wellness coach. But instead of giving advice, it's actually changing my surroundings.
That's a great way to put it. It's about proactively shaping your environment to meet your needs, rather than just reacting to stress.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess I'm still a little skeptical about how much scent can really impact my mood. I mean, I love a good scented candle, but can it really do that much?
There's actually a growing body of scientific evidence that suggests scent can have a profound impact on our emotions and cognitive function.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The olfactory system, which governs our sense of smell, is directly linked to the limbic system in the brain, which is responsible for emotions and memories.
So certain smells can actually trigger emotional responses.
Exactly. And sometimes it happens subconsciously.
Wow, that's fascinating.
For example, lavender is known for its calming effects. There are studies showing it can reduce anxiety.
I've heard that before. I didn't know it was actually backed by science.
Yeah, and peppermint oil can enhance alertness and focus. Citrus scents are often associated with uplifting and energizing effects.
So it's not just about making things smell good, it's about actually changing how we feel.
Precisely.
That's incredible. So it's like aromatherapy, but on a whole new level.
It is. And a company that's really leading the way in this MaaS movement is an Australian company called Arik Essentials.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
They've developed an AI-powered scent diffuser called the Aromasphere.
That's the one that's supposed to be released in 2025.
Yes.
Right?
It's really generating a lot of excitement in the tech and wellness worlds.
And it really embodies this whole concept of mood as a service, right?
Exactly. It's more than just a diffuser. It's a sophisticated piece of technology that's designed to personalize your well-being through scent. It's designed to integrate seamlessly with your smart home, like if you have Apple HomeKit or Google Home.
Oh, wow. So you can control it with all your other smart home devices.
Exactly. You can control it along with all your other devices.
So it really becomes part of your whole connected home experience.
Exactly. And here's where the AI really comes into play.
Okay.
The Aromasphere actually learns your preferences over time.
Oh,
so like the moods you select in the app, how you respond to different scents, it takes all that into account.
So it's personalized to you.
Yeah. And it also analyzes your biometric data.
From my wearables.
Exactly. To get a real-time understanding of your emotional state.
So let's say my smartwatch tells the Aromasphere that my heart rate is elevated.
Uh-huh.
Could it suggest like a calming blend or something?
Absolutely. It can do that. And it's not just about reacting to your current mood. It can be programmed to create the atmosphere you desire.
Oh, so like if I know I have a big presentation coming up and I want to feel more focused.
Exactly.
I can tell it to help me focus.
You could select like a focus mode in the app.
And it would release a scent to help me concentrate.
Exactly. They call these curated scent experiences auric rituals.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
What are those exactly?
So basically, they're pre-programmed scent journeys designed to evoke specific moods or states of mind.
Okay.
Each ritual is carefully crafted with a blend of essential oils known for their therapeutic properties.
So it's not just random scents. They've really thought this through.
Oh, yeah. They have a whole team of aromacologists and scientists that develop these blends.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. They draw on ancient aromatherapy traditions as well as modern science.
That's fascinating to me that they're combining ancient practices with modern technology.
Yeah, it's really cool. It shows the power of scent and how technology can enhance our lives.
So to recap, the Aromasphere takes into account my personal preferences, my biometrics, and these pre-programmed rituals to create a customized scent experience.
Yeah.
It's like having a personal scent DJ.
It really is.
Curating the perfect atmosphere for every moment.
Exactly.
So we've talked a lot about the consumer side of things.
Yeah.
But could Moz go beyond the home?
Absolutely. I think it has huge potential in other settings.
Like where?
Well, imagine walking into your office and being greeted by a scent that promotes focus and productivity.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or a hospital waiting room with a calming scent to ease people's anxiety.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The possibilities are really vast.
It's like designing spaces that are emotionally intelligent.
That's a great way to put it.
Like schools could use it to help students focus or relax, depending on the activity.
Yeah. And think about the potential in therapeutic settings.
For people with mental health challenges.
Exactly. Scent could be used to create a more supportive environment for them.
It's making me think about the bigger picture. Like, could Moz actually improve society as a whole?
Yeah. I mean, if we can create environments that promote calmness, focus, and empathy, could that lead to a more harmonious and productive society?
It's a really interesting question.
It is.
But let's bring it back to Auric Essentials for a minute.
Okay.
They're getting a lot of buzz, even though their product isn't even on the market yet.
Yeah, they are.
What do you think is contributing to their early success? Well, they've gotten a lot of attention for being innovative.
Yeah, they were named Australian Startup of the Year.
And they were in the finals of the Entrepreneurship World Cup.
Right. Yeah. They're really making a name for themselves. That's right. And they even got Sunny Sethi on board.
Who's that?
He's a big name in marketing research and insights. He's an advisor and investor now.
Oh, wow. So they're getting attention from some serious players in the business world.
Definitely. And their partnership with Telstra is a really smart move.
Telstra.
They're a huge telecommunications company in Australia.
Oh, right. I've heard of them.
It makes perfect sense for Auric Essentials to partner with them because they want to integrate the Aromasphere into smart homes.
So it's all about that connected home experience.
Exactly. And it gives them a much wider reach.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It seems like they're really thinking long term. They want to be a major player in this whole wellness space.
It's smart because people are definitely looking for more personalized ways to manage their well-being.
Especially in today's world where everything feels so overwhelming.
It makes me wonder if this whole Moz thing could actually change the way we approach wellness.
Yeah, instead of just reacting to stress and burnout, we're creating environments that support our mental and emotional health.
It's a whole different mindset.
It is.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into mood as a service, what are the key things you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that our surroundings have a huge impact on how we feel.
Our environment really matters.
It does. And we're not just stuck with whatever environment we're in. We can actually shape it to meet our needs.
We have that power.
We do.
Yeah.
And technology is giving us more and more tools to do it.
Like the Aromasphere.
Exactly. But even beyond that, there are so many possibilities for personalizing our environments.
Another thing that really stood out to me is the power of scent.
Yeah. It's not just about making things smell nice.
It can actually change our mood and how our brains work.
It really can.
Right.
So don't underestimate the power of a good scented candle or diffuser.
I won't.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think it's important to remember that the future of wellness is all about personalization.
Absolutely. It's about figuring out what works for you as an individual and using technology to support that.
It's about taking control of our well-being.
Exactly.
So listeners, what are your thoughts on all of this?
Does the idea of mood as a service excite you?
Does it make you nervous?
We'd love to hear what you think.
You can find us on social media or leave a comment on our website.
And if you want to learn more about Auric Essentials and the Aromasphere, you can check out their website.
We'll include a link in the show notes.
It's definitely a company to keep an eye on.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. It's been a really interesting conversation.
It has.
But as always, there's so much more to learn and explore.
So keep diving deep, everyone.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
See you next time.